And now for our story. Yesterday, Cotter, to everyone's surprise, volunteered his help in assembling the bottling machinery. Max, not trusting Cotter's motives, even when they are apparently good, walked out of the plant in the basement of the hotel, saying that there wasn't room enough to hold both him and Cotter. Mary was a little angry with Max because of his rudeness to Cotter, which she believed to be unwarranted. But was Max right in not wanting help from Cotter, whom he knows to be untrustworthy? Just what is Cotter's purpose? Max must sense that Cotter has not become the philanthropist that he would like to make our friends believe he is. Today we open our story at the home of Mary and Max. The twins are in the living room playing at a game they've made up themselves.
Whoa, whoa! Look out for the bottling work! I want to play too. Why can't I play bottling work too? I'm the boss. You can play too if I'm the boss. But I've been doing all the work. I got the bottles and the goldfish bowl tonight. I'm the boss, that's why.
What are you kids doing with all the bottles in the house?
This is the bottling work. No people allowed. Look out!
Okay, no people allowed. But you got to give me some of that crockery back so that I can get some food on the table for lunch.
No, go away, Viola. Go away, we need them. All of them. Tell her to go away, Jimmy.
Okay, no dishes, no food. You don't want to go hungry, do you?
Maybe we could give some back, Susan.
You better give more than just some back. You got every dish and bottle in the house out here on the floor. I'll catch the dickens if your ma comes back and I ain't got the lunch on the table.
Viola, catch the dickens. Viola, catch the dickens.
Hey, it's no joke.
It's no joke to catch the dickens.
Well, if I gotta use force in dealing with you brats, I gotta. Come on, now, give out with the dishes.
Well,
it's funny to you, huh?
What's going on in here? What in the world is all this on the floor?
Oh, the twins are playing bottling work.
You catch the dickens for a torch.
What did you say, Jimmy?
We all catch the dickens. We all catch the dickens.
Let's get these things off the floor.
I did my best to make them give them back, but they wouldn't. They're playing bottling work with them, and that's that.
Now I see what it is. Oh, that must be Max coming home. Max, is that you? You get the dishes, Viola, and I'll see about Max's lunch.
Okay.
Hello, Max.
Oh, hello. Hello, Terrence.
You're not very talkative today, are you?
Oh, I haven't got much to talk about.
Max, listen. Please, stop pouting.
Well, I ain't pouting. I just want to be left alone, that's all.
Well, that's the way you feel about it?
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
Oh, please, Max.
Hmm?
Please come out of it. Don't be angry with me. It makes me so unhappy.
Well, it don't make me feel so hot to be thrown out of a place to make room for a rat like Carter.
Oh, Max, darling, you weren't thrown out.
Huh?
You left of your own accord. I tried to make you stay, but... Well, Max, you get so unreasonable at times.
Huh? Well, now I asked you, is it unreasonable for me not to want to be in a place where Carter is? Say, you know what he is. He's done us dirt before, and he'll do us dirt again if we give him half a chance. And I ain't going to give him the chance if I can help it.
But don't you see, Max? He's been doing his best to redeem himself in our eyes.
Yeah.
He's done everything. First, it was the lending of his basement for our works, and now he volunteered his help in the assembling of the machine.
Yeah, well, he's got something up his sleeve. You can mark my words. You know, guys like Cotter don't give anything away for nothing, too.
Well, maybe you're right, Max. But we've got to wait until he shows his intentions are other than altruistic.
Yeah. Huh? Intentions are what?
Altruistic. Good.
Good. Oh, boy, that's a pip of a word. Now, I got some of that one. Let me see. What was that again? Altru what?
Altruistic.
Yeah, altruistic. Boy, I like that.
Oh, Max, you're wonderful.
Oh, you mean it, Tess?
Of course, I mean it. Hmm. I'm crazy about you.
Yeah, I guess I am pretty wonderful.
Oh,
Mary, listen, I love you. Say, I love you so much that if anything would ever happen to you, I just couldn't go on. That's all. I mean it.
Oh, well, nothing's going to happen to me, so don't get so unhappy about it.
Okay, Tess, okay, if you say so. Say, I want my grub. Let's go put on the feed bag.
Now, wait a minute.
Huh?
I want to ask you a favor.
Ask you. I'm all ears.
Well, you know, I was down at the bottling plant all night.
Yeah?
It's all set up and ready to start. And I want you to come with me down there this afternoon.
Now, Toots, you know how I feel about it.
Now, Matt, if you don't come with me, no lunch.
Well, then I guess I got it.
I guess you got it.
All right,
Oh, brother, if things are dropping these all the time, I'll never get it finished. Father.
Huh?
Hold on to that other side, will you?
And what do you think I'm doing, Master Mechanic?
I can't tell you. I'm too polite.
Oh, polite, eh? Well, if you are, I've never noticed.
Well, hold on to the other side anyway.
Well, I am.
All right, keep on doing it. I'll make this gun thing stick here if it takes the whole night.
It looks as if it were going to.
Well, it's none of your business if it will. Well, now hold on to it now.
I am holding.
Yeah, what about this gun thing? Now, how is it now?
Huh? Oh, wait a second. Oh, it still doesn't fit.
It still doesn't fit. Are you holding on to the piece, Mark G1?
It's the one you told me to hold.
I can't understand it. The one wait a minute. I'll come around there and take a look at the darn thing, and then maybe we'll see what it's all about. Now, here, let's see it, Joe.
Well, go ahead and take a look.
I'm taking
a look. And take a good look.
I'm taking a good look.
You seem to doubt everything I say to you lately.
Just what I thought. Just what I thought. You was holding on to the park mark C1, not G1.
Huh? Well, it looked like G1.
Well, for a businessman who's supposed to know something, you're the most helpless guy around machinery I ever saw. And I mean
now
it,
now, you listen to me, Mastermind. If you'll please stop philosophizing and get around to the other side of this contraption, we may get somewhere. I'm tired and covered with grime, and I'm getting out of sorts very quickly, and I'd like to get out of here.
Okay. I want to get out of here just as soon as you do, so don't get all head up now. Are you ready?
I'm ready. How are you doing?
That's done it. Now, put the bolt through that hole there.
All right, just a minute.
Come on, what's the matter with you?
All right, now wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That's all I've been doing is wait a minute. You'll get the...
Ah, there. Mistake. I've got it.
At last.
Yes, I've got it.
Come on now. Come out now.
Oh.
We're all finished.
Thank heaven. Oh, my goodness. What was that?
Huh? I see.
Huh?
Oh.
What are you laughing about?
You ripped your coat.
Oh, look at that. A brand new suit. Oh, why did I let you persuade me to play mechanic? Look at that coat, will you? Oh, it's the second time I've worn it. Well, stop laughing, you old fool.
Well, you shouldn't wear your good clothes, would you?
Oh, now, don't be silly, Stratford. You know I didn't come here with any intentions of crawling around in dirt and grease. You practically forced me into it.
And you weren't so bad, considering.
Oh, bah to you, Stratford.
Bah to you, Fowler, you old goat.
Now, let me tell you something.
Now, let me tell you something.
Oh, but I need
something.
John Fowler, what's happened to you?
Stratford's to blame. I think he did it on purpose.
I did not. He's a sissy and he can't take it.
Now, who's a sissy? I'll punch your nose.
You'll punch who in your
nose? Wait a minute. We can't let this happen. Come on, you two. Shake hands.
No, no.
Stop fighting.
I wouldn't shake hands with him, no, sir.
For that matter, I'm not so anxious to shake hands with you.
I'm going to shake hands, boys, or I'll take both of you home.
Oh, no.
All right, put it there.
How's it look, Matt?
Okay, but say, where's Carter?
I left here about a half hour ago. Said he had some business to attend to.
Yeah, monkey business, huh?
Yeah, maybe you're wrong about that guy, Matt. Huh? Without him, we couldn't have done nothing. He practically put the whole thing together.
Now, you see, Matt?
Okay, but I'm still going to watch you.
Well, now that the machinery's all in one piece, what's to keep us from pulling the switch and getting started?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to suggest.
But you didn't.
Quiet. Okay, Mary, now fire away. Just pull this lever.
Right here.
The racks are all full of bottles. I sent Fowler over to the clinic for him this morning.
I went after them, but you didn't send me.
Now, go ahead, Toots. Go ahead. Start things rolling.
All right. Here goes.
Well, say, it ain't nothing happened. I'll try it again, huh?
All right.
You know, I really didn't expect it to work. Huh? Daddy had a hand in its assembly.
Yes, how did you?
Now, wait a minute. I think I know what's wrong.
What is it?
Why, we forgot to get a motor. Huh? There ain't none.
How did we ever forget that?
Now, what are we going to do?
I think I got an idea. It better be good. I don't see how this thing can be run without motive power.
Well, maybe you just don't see.
Say, John, how'd you get over from the clinic with those bottles?
I took Rube's taxi over.
Well, do you think he's still out in front of the hotel?
What are you going to do, Max?
Well, I don't know whether it'll work or not, but we can give it a try.
What are you talking about, Max?
I don't know whether it'll work or not, but if it does, well, we'll have what we want. Power to run our bottling works.
And if it doesn't?
Well, then I'll think out another way. I got this machinery when you was all wondering how we was going to buy it now, didn't I?
Yeah, but what's Rube got to do with our bottling work?
You'd be surprised. Hey, where is he, Father?
I left him in front of the hotel.
Good. Well, he's probably still there. Well, I'll be seeing him.
What's he up to now?
We'd like to know that too, Daddy. But leave him alone and he'll find a way to conquer any problem. He's a resourceful fellow, our friend Mac. This man Carter is getting to be a problem to figure out. Just what are his motives? Are they as Mary thinks them to be, altruistic? Only time will tell. Don't miss a single episode in the life of Mary Southern. There's plenty of excitement ahead. The Life of Mary Southern is brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.